what can financial regulation bring to the climate change fight? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Garth Hudel, associate professor of economics at Georgia State University, follows the money.
Can financial regulators help fight climate change, and should they? Typically, when people think of climate policy, they think about regulations like carbon pricing or subsidies to renewable electricity. And when people think of financial regulators, they think about regulating big banks and monetary policy. But there's a growing discussion, both in the policy community and in the academic community, about the role that financial regulators could have in climate policy. Many financial institutions have a large stake in fossil fuel companies and in other firms who are likely to be targets of climate regulation. When such regulation comes, some people worry that the effect of that regulation on the valuation of these assets held by banks may lead to financial instability, so there's a call for financial regulators to prevent this. Furthermore, financial regulation could conceivably be tailored to address climate change, for example, by providing explicit or implicit subsidies to banks that hold assets in green firms. In research conducted with my colleagues Stefano Caratini and Givi Melkadze, we explore the relationship between these two regulatory areas using an economic model that includes both climate change and a financial sector. We find that climate regulation may indeed lead to financial risk, but that financial regulations can reduce this risk. The too-big-to-fail argument does not prevent us from being able to fight climate change. We also find that financial regulation alone is ineffective at addressing climate change, and more direct policy like a carbon tax will be more effective.
That was Garth Hudel of Georgia State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.